Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today we're going to talk all about caffeine. It's time for a wake-up call. All you skincare lovers, if you don't have caffeine as one of your ingredients in some form of your skincare, I want you to get on it. You use coffee, tea, and caffeine in general for mornings, for wake-up. It's definitely an integral part of my life. I can't live without it. But this simple ingredient of caffeine is slowly integrating itself more and more into skincare. I know it sounds simple, but caffeine-infused skincare products do have anti-aging and wrinkle-smoothing benefits. Let's teach you all about the benefits of caffeine in skincare. So, normally, when you drink caffeine, you are getting a high dose of caffeine, usually about anywhere from 60 to 100 milligrams for a strong cup of coffee dose. It's very different when we use topical caffeine. Caffeinated beverages are loaded with sugar, artificial preservatives, and things that you wouldn't necessarily put on your skin. We like topical application of caffeine because it's much more direct. Lower dose, it's healthier, it doesn't have to go through the bloodstream to work, and it can be applied by tapping, gently rubbing, or just infusing it into your skincare routine. Mostly, we don't recommend rubbing too aggressively when you're applying ingredients. Remember that rubbing can create shearing forces and micro cracks in your skin, irritation, and pigmentation. We want to avoid aggressive treatments on the skin. And caffeine is one of those products that you can gently tap in. This is a stimulant. As we know, caffeine is a natural stimulant. It can cause vasoconstriction, tightening up of your blood vessels. So that is an interesting feature of it, because when we vasoconstrict and tighten red blood vessels, we make the superficial skin look less red. So if you're someone who suffers from rosacea, redness tendency, caffeine-containing ingredients will slightly improve that flush. And it can promote circulation. Areas that vasoconstrict after your caffeine wears off will also vasodilate. So the yin and yang of constriction and flushing, all of that is kind of going to flush the skin surface, causing more blood flow to the skin surface. Caffeine can help other ingredients to penetrate deeper into your skin barrier and let other ingredients work better. It works synergistically alongside products like vitamin C, niacinamide actually is really nicely used with that, green tea derivatives as well. So I love that it's a very synergistic ingredient that allows other ingredients to penetrate deeper. And one of the other ones I love is ginseng too, that has an amazing brightening effect. So if you're interested in brightening, couple your caffeine with vitamin C with ginseng application. Of course, we sometimes use caffeine directly from boiled tea bags. We use that to cause vasoconstriction, tightening of puffiness around the eyes. Have you guys tried that, where you brew some tea, especially with green tea, squeeze out the tea bag, and then when it's cool to the touch, you can apply that to both eyes as you're laying down, do a touch of lymphatic massage. Green tea and black tea applied with the tea bag topically to your eyes has this vasoconstricting and eye brightening effect. So one of the fun things you can try at home. And because topical caffeine works through circulation, using it topically can act more fast than when you drink it. Faster acting is better, right? We all want something to work right away. It protects your skin against oxidative stress because of the antioxidant properties of caffeine, and it has anti-inflammatory benefits. So overall, using a caffeine-based skincare ingredient can improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It can be used for cellulite, and sometimes we think cellulite tightening creams are bogus or that they don't work. But the reality is that the caffeine, that's one of the main ingredients in cellulite tightening creams, is going to shrink and depuff tissue around cellulite areas, making the whole thing look smoother and tighter, whether it's for your thighs, your butt, your tummy. Actually, caffeine, when used on topical body care, can be very nice for a smoothening effect for cellulite. On the face, reduces dark eye circles, tightens and firms the skin, promotes collagen production, and because it's antioxidant, also helps with photo damage and sun protections. But there are some cons with everything we do in life. There's pros and cons. Although there's many benefits to adding caffeine to your routine, just keep in mind that some of the benefits can be short term. Remember, it's just temporary that you get the vasoconstriction, temporary to reduce puffiness and improve the wrinkles because the caffeine gets metabolized, it wears off. You get, after the vasoconstriction, you get flushing and a little bit of return of circulation. So use these products more than once a day. Sometimes twice a day is necessary to have long-term benefits. And be sure you're not skin sensitive. If you're a sensitive skin type, you always want to test your product behind your ear, under your jawline, and make sure that you don't get any increase in skin irritation or redness, because sometimes the increased blood flow as it's wearing off can also cause that. And you might want to look at other skincare products that target your own specific issues if you don't handle caffeine that well. Remember to do a patch test. That's always so critical. Now let's look at some studies and statistics. According to a 2020 survey, the National Coffee Association showed that 62% of Americans drink at least one cup of coffee a day. That's a lot. And the average amount of caffeine presented in commercially available skincare products is normally at 3%. So it's a very low dose compared to that drinking. Another body of research found in animal studies that caffeine may be beneficial for anti-carcinogenic properties. So in one study done with mice, researchers found that applying caffeine topically promoted apoptosis, or cell death, in cells that were previously damaged from sunburn UV radiation. So the topical caffeine resulted in cell death for precancerous squamous cell cancer cells, and even for benign skin tumors. So those cells that are on the verge of mutating got pushed over the edge and pushed into apoptosis, where cell death can occur for mutated cells. So that's so interesting. That's a strong antioxidant effect. Additional research by the same team of researchers also demonstrated that topical use of caffeine may have a sunscreen-like effect on the skin and can enhance radiation-induced cell death with UV light. So there's lots of reasons for you to consider putting caffeine into your regimen. And don't forget that caffeine is so good for the brain. So many studies have implicated caffeine drinking as one of the things you can do to prevent early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, and to keep your brain quality and brain status really up to par. So people who are coffee drinkers actually have a lower incidence of Alzheimer's, a lower incidence of dementia, and long-term better brain health. And that probably has to do with increased perfusion of circulation to the neural tissues. Don't forget, you can also, of course, take ginkgo biloba, which I love. Take a lot of that. That improves concentration, focus, memory, as well as brain circulation. Love that. And then try it in your skincare. If you don't have caffeine-containing ingredients already, a simple thing like a tea bag on the puffy eyes is great to try at home. I sometimes use my antioxidant green tea cleanser, which has green tea. I love that for antioxidant strength. And then I'll apply our triple shot serum. I'm a huge believer in the ability of caffeine to constrict and tighten. You put this stuff on in the morning, it is amazing. It makes your pores look tinier, has a ton of green tea and resveratrol, one of the potent antioxidants that's found in red wine and grapes. And that combination with the caffeine is a morning wake up triple shot of excellence. Add that to your espresso and boy, are you gonna look good that day. Well, guys, I hope you learned a lot. That's my quick podcast all about caffeine, what it can do for your skin, and why you need it in your life. I'm a big fan, never going to wean off, and I'm not ashamed, and I'm a fan because it's actually beneficial for brain health, skin health, vitality, creativity. I don't think I could do half the things I do without the morning caffeine. In the evenings, I love a green tea. Well, guys, that's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my triple shot serum, chock full of green tea. You're going to love it. And stay beautiful.